back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
We're listening to Morning's Edition. You're listening to it. We're on vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you
like
that?
Baby.
It's 34 past the hour. We brought you our favorite edition of the Pashman Rules earlier this week, but right now we are pleased to present a brand new holiday edition of Morning's Edition, Special Guide to Life, courtesy of our editorial producer. I don't know if this is going to catch on, but Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, is back. All right? You know why he's back? Because, Riley, you know why he's back? Let me tell
you. I know why he's back.
It's because modern life has grown increasingly hectic these days, hasn't it, Mark?
It certainly has.
And we here at Morning's Edition want to help out. So now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects, both large and small and meaningless, I might add. So much so that we've decided that it constitutes a philosophy. I'm kidding, Dan. Which we call Pashman's Rules. Here now is our editorial producer, Dan Pashman. How are you, Dan?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Merry, happy Chrismica.
Oh, don't say
Oh, Chrismica. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There's no Chrismica. There's Christmas and Hanukkah. Don't buy into that, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't let them bully you.
It doesn't. Oh, I'm not getting bullied.
But I, as a Jew,
yeah.
Which we don't need to talk about just yet because I think we want to talk about gift giving first.
Sure, but anyway.
As a Jew, didn't you feel jealous when you were growing up of Christmas?
There were probably maybe a short period of time, but honestly, the predominant feeling that I always had was a feeling of feeling cool.
Because
I always felt like this, that's what all the kids are doing. All the kids are doing that. Like that's why I took French class instead of Spanish class, because all the kids were taking Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like to go against the grain, Maron. I'm a little bit
different?
Of a rebel.
You know what's different between me and you?
What's that?
I'll tell you about going against the grain. I took a proficiency exam to get out of my language requirement. That's like I so badly did not want to take Spanish or French.
Right.
This was actually in college. That I took a stupid test, so I wouldn't have to take it. Isn't that pathetic?
Wait, so the lower you scored?
Exactly. I just couldn't wrap my brain around languages.
So did you pass or fail, or which were you trying?
I got out of it.
You got out of it. He went to metal shop instead.
So, all right, Dan. So you felt special as a Jew. But I also felt, let me just say,
please.
I guess, as a Jew, you know, we had, I thought it was kind of silly, the dreidel. And I thought that it seemed to me that the Christmas stuff, the red and the blue and the lights and the candies and everything else, like, it was, all we had were the Maccabees and this story about stones and war and...
That's
what?
A way better story than just a kid getting born.
No, I know. I'm not discrediting
Not just any kid, infidel.
We had eight crazy, we got eight nights. You know, like, it's so much better than
eight crazy nights. It was crazy. Are you kidding?
Actually, you know what? If we have time later on, I'll tell the story of my Hanukkah miracle of motivation, senior year of college. That was a great moment.
I think you have to tell that story right now.
Okay, well, then I will.
Yeah.
I, you know, my motivation in college waned on a steady decline from the time I arrived in college in my senior year. I was less than, you know, by the time I was a senior, I felt like I'd mastered college, and I was almost offended at professors who dared make me do work. Because I felt like I know how to give you what you want to get good grades, and so why are you wasting my time?
It's another window into the passion of the soul that makes me all the more distrustful of this confidence.
And your parents paid how much to send you there?
Yeah. Enough. But, so, you know, I was out of motivation. My first semester, senior year, I completely retired from taking notes at all.
Yeah.
I would just sit in the back of the room doing a crossword puzzle. And, but I was still getting good grades. And so, but that semester, I was, like, so far behind. I was slammed, and I'd not done any work.
Yeah.
And it was the beginning of finals, and I had one night to write a 10-page paper that I had not started.
Yeah.
Wrote the paper in one night. It was the first night of Hanukkah.
Mm.
And I wrote it, and it was a phenomenal paper. I ended up getting an A on it. But
did you keep the lamp going all night long with the oil that was on the special?
It was the Hanukkah miracle of motivation. You see, what happened, Mark, was that I thought this was my last great stand as a student, this one night of writing this 10-page paper in one night and making it a really good paper. But the motivation lasted for eight miraculous nights. And I ended up acing all my finals the whole rest of the week and getting the best grades I ever got in any semester.
You know what I like about you, Pashman?
What's that?
Your ability to mythologize yourself. That there's this, like, the unfolding tale of Pashman, the myth of Pashman.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's what I call the Hanukkah miracle of motivation.
That's a very touching story.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to giving the Hanukkah miracle of motivation. You ever think, you know, I got another word for it, bipolarity.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
unmedicated bipolar disorder.
Well, you know,
I've never seen you depressed, though, actually.
No, I'm not usually depressed.
Do you do that during the day? Like when I'm not here?
Yeah, when I get home, I just sit at home.
You cry.
I wish I could be back with Mark and Mark.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard him talk to a Super Compton? Because that's when he really kind of goes off the deep end.
Oh, I heard him. I heard him. He tore that guy a new one.
Yeah.
When is this going to happen? I'm up to my knees in water.
I walked into my apartment yesterday, and Compton's in there fixing something else in someone else's apartment, and he's like... He's like, everything okay? Everything okay in your apartment?
You scared him.
Yep.
My super does not speak enough English to comprehend most of what I'm saying, so he stares and looks at me with a baffled face no matter what I'm saying and goes, Saturday? All right, so let's talk about gift giving here while we've got a few minutes.
Well, I have a rather revolutionary
rules.
Yes, I have a rather revolutionary approach to gift giving.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, at Christmas time, I don't really give Christmas gifts. I like to capitalize on being Jewish, you know, at that period of time and just use that as a cop-out for giving Christmas gifts.
You're why they hate us, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't the whole killing the Savior thing.
No, it's capitalizing on being Jewish. Right. Those words right there.
But my friend's birthdays, I don't give my friends gifts on their birthdays per se. I get them a gift whenever I find a good gift.
Uh-huh.
And I don't worry about when that happens to be. It could be on your birthday. It could be a month off. It could be 6 months off.
Right.
And I do that, first off, because it results in my friends getting better gifts.
Okay.
You know, maybe you'll see something in a store somewhere, and you're like, oh, you know, that reminds me of so-and-so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the holidays. It's not their birthday or whatever, so you just don't.
As opposed to, like, I got no time, I'll just get them this.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And that results in not such good gifts.
Right.
So I give my friends birthday presents whenever the good present.
When you're inspired?
When I'm inspired.
Just out of nowhere, you go, here you go.
Hey, happy birthday. They're like, my birthday's 8 months from now.
Yeah, but this is good.
But, like, my friend Dave, at one point, I've given him birthday presents, like, through 2006.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
But I recommend the same approach to people giving Christmas gifts. Don't wait for the holidays.
Right. Let's talk about this relationship with Dave.
Yeah, really.
He's giving him presents through 2006.
What constitutes a good gift versus a not-so-good gift? Give me an example of a good gift.
Well, like, it's something that has a personal connection. My approach with gifts in general is you want something that has a personal connection to that person.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
here's a good gift. The response to a good gift is, wow, this is great.
Where did you buy this?
Oh, okay.
Great. Yeah, that's nice, too.
Yeah. And the kinds of gifts that get that second reaction are the kinds that are given are bought at the last minute.
You don't give a lot of thought to.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I had a friend in high school whose dad owned a stereo place. So, like, you always knew he was going to give you, like, a receiver or a turntable, like, you know, stuff that cost $300. And it was all, to this day, it makes me feel awful because you're like, I got you this shirt, and he's like, well, here's a new receiver and a turntable.
Right.
Like, well, give me the shirt back, and I guess I'll find you something better, maybe a car. You know? Do you ever feel that, the imbalance of gifts, the injustice of it?
Not usually. I do know what you mean. It has happened. Usually it happens when, like, someone gives me a gift and it's someone that I didn't consider a high enough priority to give a gift to at all.
Right.
Then I don't have jack for them.
Oh, that's
wow.
Bad.
That must be embarrassing.
So, okay, so the rule is don't be afraid to buy gifts year-round if you feel that the gift is appropriate for the person you're giving it to, whether it's for a Christmas or Hanukkah present or a birthday present. But, you know, instead of, like, just being a freak, Pashman, you can wait till the date. You can buy the gift and wait till the date.
I guess, but it's fun to surprise your presents with gifts when they didn't even know a gift was coming.
Well, yeah, but then what about the day then that comes their birthday or Hanukkah, and you're like, don't you remember I gave you the thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
So he gives you a gift on the right day, and he's got to sit there and feel like an unsatisfied dork.
No, I think that the plus they get when they're surprised with a gift outweighs the potential negative of them not getting gifts on their special day.
You're building the myth of passion. This is how you're rationalizing and protecting yourself.
No. The one thing I will say, though, is that...
Dismiss that. All right, go. Moving on.
Error. Does not compute.
Criticism not valid. Moving on.
The one thing I will say is it's very important to tell your friends that you've adopted this policy.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise they're going to be very confused.
Prior notice.
Right. You know, so that if their birthday comes and goes, or if Christmas comes and goes, and you haven't gotten a gift, they won't think that you're ditching them or that you're screwing them over. They'll be like, oh, don't forget the policy.
Right.
Remember? I give gifts whenever I get a good one.
Is there a signing ceremony? Do you present them with paperwork? Do you
have
your father?
Do you write all this down?
Draw up some papers from Louis Pashman, Esquire?
Yeah, just show up in my dad's office. I'll have some papers for you to sign just to show that you can't hold this against me.
Does this stuff hold true whether it's for male friends or female friends? I mean, if you, you know, your girlfriend, you do this too also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, my cousin. cousins, Carrie and Jen, I'm working on a mixed CD for both of them. I don't even remember when their two birthdays are. They're not the same day.
Wow, hope as fuck, because this is very compelling.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of Pashman's Rules after this. You're listening to the Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
Waging a war of words against stupidity.
Morning's Edition
on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Yes.
You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. We're in the middle of a Pashman's Rules bit here.
A bit.
We're here in a very important moment where, you know, I was listening to everything you were saying before the break. So refresh my memory.
You were listening that closely,
yeah,
huh?
What were you talking about? Yeah, I know you mentioned family members, your cousins, something.
My cousins, Carrie and Jenna.
Well, about Pashman was flying during there was some where you came close to the sun, your wings melted.
The baby was about to get hit by the bus, and
right.
I carried it away.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
This is just an example of my gift-giving policy, is that I've been working on a mix for them. Their birthdays are not the same day, but they have similar musical tastes, and I've been working on a mix for them, and I'm going to give it to them on the same day. It's going to be called Carrie and Jen's Birthday Mix.
Oh.
And I'm going to give it to them on a day that isn't either of their birthdays.
Wow. How old are they?
They're 30-something.
So I guess, my birthday was in September, so I guess that pretty soon you'll be giving me my present a year later.
There's no telling, Mark. You might not get a present from me for 5 years, and then you could get 10 presents in a week.
Oh, wow.
Again, hinging on rationalization, but nonetheless a pretty good justification.
Mark, every morning when you wake up could be the day.
Then I get it.
It's like the lottery is
right, exactly. See how much fun that is?
I wonder if this is Pashman Day. I know what you're working towards. You're working towards having a random holiday named after you, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. Pashman Day.
Any day could be Pashman Day.
That's right. Who would have the power to declare that holiday?
Only you, Dan.
Wow.
Right.
I know.
That would be so badass.
You could do it every day.
Yeah, right.
So you're a Jew.
True,
as I said. And, I'm a Jew as well. So how do you deal with the whole, Jewish Christmas, Christian friends, Jewish friends, people don't care? Is there, do you isolate or do you, how do you deal with it?
Well, I mean, I personally love Christmas Day, mm-hmm. being Jewish. To me, it's like the day we get the world to ourselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just us and the Indians and the Asians.
Yeah, and the movies.
Right. The movies. But the movies is, you always go
later
to the
movie. In the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that's certainly an option, but there's so much to do. It's a shame most places are closed, but, I just love going out, wandering the streets of the city. It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
So,
and people are looking through windows with cups of eggnog at their parties going, there's another Jew.
Right, right.
Wandering streets alone.
Right, exactly. You can go skiing.
Sure.
Pashman family's gone skiing. We
used
to be skiers, yeah.
The Pashman family?
Yeah, well, my parents tried to get us into skiing. I was the only one that really got into it at all.
Did you guys ski on Mount Olympus?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Are there large numbers of Jews who do both, celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas?
There are certainly a few. When we were little kids, I'll say, my parents gave us, chocolates on Christmas because I think they were worried. Like you said earlier, Mark, they were worried that we would feel left out.
Yeah.
But we dispensed with that tradition, as we got older.
My mother loves Christmas. So I think there was a couple years when I was very young where we had a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a tree now because my wife is not Jewish.
Right.
And I don't mind the tree. It makes the house smell nice, and apparently it means something to some people.
That's what they tell me. That's cool. My aunt actually is the same way. She just likes pretty shiny things. So she likes the tree. She's Jewish.
I'll be honest with you, though.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. The one present a night thing, kind of a jip. even at 8 nights, okay, it's 8 presents, and granted, you get some mail stuff, maybe you get a check from your aunt, or maybe your grandma will send something.
Right.
But, having experienced Christmas because of my wife, the many boxes under the tree event of all at once opening many boxes, this goes against everything you believe in. But getting the present on the proper day in numbers more than 2 or 3,
right.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It is exciting.
I'm sure that it is exciting, to get that many presents at once.
Yeah.
I mean, one day and then it's over. In a half an hour, you've gotten all your gifts to your birthday.
Do you guys ever do the Chinese restaurant thing or what?
We're not a big Chinese restaurant thing. One thing we did one year, we took a tour of the Lower East Side. On Christmas Day, which for those of you out there who don't know New York, that's the old school Jewish area of Manhattan.
Yeah, back in the day where Jews actually worked on Christmas Day in sweatshops. You just went down there to reflect as a bunch of Jews with too much free time.
Right, we took a tour. You should have seen the guy giving this tour.
Yeah.
He was like Ignatius J. Reilly reincarnated.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He had his sneakers were worn down. The soles were worn down in a slanted manner. Like, his feet were clearly... He was really, really obese.
Uh-huh.
And it was clear that his feet were always, like, pointed outwards because his weight was dispersed in such a way.
Oh.
And when we walked by Casa Delicatessen, he just stood out there drooling and talking about egg creams for, like, 10 minutes.
That was... the longest stop on the tour.
Yeah, right?
This is where I go sometimes, always.
Right.
They know me here. Hello, fellas.
Right.
Did you go to Sammy's? Did you go by Sammy's Romanian restaurant?
No, we did not go by.
Have you ever been to Sammy's?
I don't think so.
I haven't either. It's a very important place, and I've never been there either, and it's weird. I think it's a meat restaurant, right? It's not, there's no dairy.
It's like a steakhouse.
Right, they have schmaltz on the tables, you can literally, in case you want to spread chicken fat on your chicken fat,
right.
You can do it there. I've never been there, and I feel ashamed that I haven't been there because people have told me to go.
Now, I'm the African-American here. I've been to Sammy's more than once.
Yeah, it's good,
and it's chaos. The restaurant itself is utter chaos. I mean, you got tables, because it seems as though all the tables are like for 10 people.
Rowdy, I think that African-American soul food and Jewish soul food is actually pretty similar.
Well, see, I went to Sammy's when I ate red meat.
All right, go ahead.
So it was a different thing. I don't think they're the same. We use a lot of stuff that's not kosher.
Well, similar. Not, yeah, all right. I guess
a lot of the arteries.
There is a lot of pig involved in African-American soul food.
What do you consider Jewish soul food? Chicken soup, matzo balls, matzo braai?
I feel like both
Kugel.
Both have a lot, are very kind of fatty and greasy and delicious.
Yeah, but that's where it ends. I mean, African-American soul food is so much better. I mean, I like Jewish soul food, but
right.
I mean, it's not macaroni and cheese. It's not fried chicken. It's
right.
not collard greens, cooked in pork.
Or black-eyed pig. Peas and rice.
Yeah, I guess you guys win in that department.
Thank you.
It's a good idea, Passion. I think we just saw a defeat in the Passion Rules area.
That was not a rule. Wow. That was an impromptu declaration.
But isn't that interesting? Usually, even though when you do those, there's so much confidence behind it. You assume that you've thought it out, but that one was actually, this was an exception. I enjoyed that. That was very rewarding for me to see you go, I guess maybe not. Anyways, that's the fax machine. Here's the liberal agenda for today from the Streisand compound. Write these down, folks. 1, buy your children inexpensive handmade Christmas gifts they will resent you for. 2, change the title of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas to I'm Dreaming of a Multicultural Non-Gender Specific Christmas. Or wouldn't it be Holiday? 3, bake holiday sugar cookies in the shape of Gore Vidal. 4, unionize elves at Santa's sweatshop. There's blood on your Xbox, kids. 5, today's phrase, just drop it in the conversation, it's Frosty the Snow Person, okay? How many times do we have to fight this battle, people?